Our epistle for this Sunday is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Brethren, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another. If anyone has a grievance against any other, even as the Lord has forgiven you, so also do you forgive. But above all these things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts. Unto that peace indeed you were called in one body. Show yourselves thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly. In all wisdom, teach and admonish one another by psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing in your hearts to God by his grace. Whatever you do, in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 through 30. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. And when the blade sprang up and brought forth fruit, so the weeds appeared as well. And the servants of the householder came and said to him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? How then does it have weeds? And he said to them, An enemy has done this. And the servants said to him, Wilt thou have us go and gather them up? No, he said, lest in gathering up the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time I will say to the reapers, Gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to burn, but gather the wheat into my barn. Thus far are the words of the day's epistle and holy gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
Gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to burn, but gather the wheat into my barn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. My dear friends in Christ, as we approach the end of the liturgical year, we are reminded of eternity and our purpose more and more. If you read the liturgy in the Mass, you'll read the Church encourages us to pray, Out of the depths I have cried to thee, O Lord. We don't just pray that for the holy souls. We pray that for ourselves as we are in a veil of tears. Here for a short amount of time, but nevertheless the reality is we are here. In a few Sundays, we'll have a really strong reminder of eternity, of the result of sin at the end of time, and of a judgment that will come for us all. Now, here a lot of people, when we talk about the judgment, they do one of three things. Either they pay attention and they check themselves, or they tune out because, no, I don't want to hear that. It's just, I don't need to hear that. And those are the people that probably need to hear it the most. Or they play the game of justification, justifying what they're doing and why they're doing it. And they play a game with God, which they lose. Because whenever we play a game with God, you lose. You don't make the rules or the commandments. He does. In today's gospel, we're given the parable of our Lord talking about the kingdom of heaven is like a sower who goes out and sows seed in his field. What is the seed? It's the seed of truth. Then an enemy comes and sows the weed, which is that which is not of the truth. Now, we're not here to focus on the enemy, because the enemy is the enemy. He does what he does. The sower is pretty consistent. He presents the truth and the way. And he doesn't just present it, but leads the way. But we are to consider ourselves in the field. First off, what are we? Are we of the truth, or do we play a game? Are we wheat or weeds? You can't be in between. You're going to be one of two. Now, there are some telltale signs of the weeds and the wheat. First, the wheat. You have those that they want the truth, they love the truth, they embrace the truth, they live the truth. And these are they who affect good in other people, or at least shares grace with other people, whether other people accept it or not. They are the light that shine in the darkness. The light of the world that shines before men, and people see them and they see their Heavenly Father when they see their good works. And then you have those wheat who they know the truth, they hold on to the truth, but then something changes. They take that light that they're given and they hide it under the measure. They're afraid to let it shine because, well, we don't want to hurt people's feelings. And there's too much of that nonsense in the world, hurting people's feelings. Feelings are pretty cheap when you compare it to eternity. It's pretty cruel when you see your friend going down the road of perdition and you say nothing, or even give them the sign that what they're doing is okay. That is a height of uncharity, if you ask me. Parents who let their kids do whatever they want, and they don't correct them. Why? We don't want to hurt their feelings. And they let them watch things, do things, or not do the things that they should do of their spiritual exercises. We have a semblance of a family, but not really a family, because there's no soul in that family, because the Spirit of God is not there. Those are the ones who have been given the talents and hide it. And the master of the house calls them and asks them to show what they did with the graces given to them. And they show that they hid it. And he calls them a wicked servant. Then we have the weeds. Far too often, when we read this parable, we look at the weeds and we say, evil. Not so. There are the weeds that have sprung up, and circumstantially, they have invincible ignorance. Not like the wheat, who have invincible ignorance and decide to do whatever they want to play the game. But they're weeds. They have invincible ignorance. And if they're in close proximity with the wheat, they have an opportunity to convert from weeds to wheat. Once they realize, oh, yeah, no, I want the truth. This is exactly what I want. And they convert. They grow in the knowledge of the truth. And they embrace the truth. And they change. And then you have those who are of the weeds, who will go about and try to get as many people to agree with them as possible, or at least another person. Just like the sower of the weeds does. The sower of the wheat, he allows free will to play. He will not violate free will. But weeds, oh. The sower is the sower of untruth. He's the prince of lies. And he goes about and he tries to get as many on his team and agents to spew the lies against the truth, somehow justifying themselves. And if you get one or two people to agree with you, then you're okay. And how ridiculous is that? Because you've out-equated the whole possibility of that reality we call eternity and the judgment which will take place at the beginning of our eternity. And this is where we need to consider ourselves, not to be discouraged or depressed, but to do something about it while we still have time, making sure that we embrace the truth, we love the truth, we live the truth, not just in word, but in deed and in truth. We take it from church, go back to our homes and live it, and we promote it. Yes, sometimes we're called to promote it by word of mouth in an apologetic conversation with our neighbor, perhaps. But more than often, we are called to promote it by how we live. Let your light shine before men so that they might see your good works and rejoice in your Father who is in heaven. Like St. Paul says in today's epistle, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Forgive one another even as you have been forgiven. But above all these things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection. What's charity? It's not always feel good. The greatest charity that you can look at is Christ on the cross, and you tell me what feels good about that. So loved us that he gave himself so that we might have life. So what will we do for our fellow men? Will we do what we need to do in order so that they might have life as well and have a chance like we have? The decision is simple. Wheat or weeds? The truth? Live it, love it, embrace it. Or the lies? Pick one, anyone, so that you feel good now. But if you feel good now, what's the alternative? I don't even want to think of it. Bind them in bundles to burn? Horrible. No, when I die and I stand before the good Lord, I want to hear those words where he says, "Well done." When you die and you stand before the Lord, I want to hear him say those words to you. "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.